Let us pray. O most holy God, we pray that you will indeed fill these, our earthen clay bodies. Fill us with your spirit, and may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
I'm going to sit down on the job today. How many of you are, as Mary Poppins described herself, practically perfect in every way? How many of you have friends or family that you love more than you can imagine who are practically perfect in every way? None of us are. What is practically perfect? You know, there are people that, whose company I enjoy for the sheer fact that they are themselves, that they're real, they're authentic. And that is that they're goofy or silly without worrying about how they're perceived. God created us all with different personalities and traits and dispositions. As Sheila read in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, "For you have created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, even if we're cracked pots. Think about those people that you love most and are closest to. Perhaps they can be a bit flaky at times, but isn't that one of the characteristics you love most about them? Would you really want to change that trait? Perhaps you have someone you love that has a funny or unique laugh. And isn't that one of the things you love about them? Maybe a close friend or loved one could be a little bossy at times. And you might think, oh, tone it down a bit. And yet, isn't that one of the things that you love about that person? Would you really want to take that away and have it be someone different? Some of you know we have a cat named Bob. That's why we wanted to talk about this cat this morning. We adopted Bob at PetSmart. We walked through there and saw this beautiful orange cat and thought, I told Bruce, that's the cat I want to be Bruce really. And the next time we went to PetSmart, Bob was gone. Oh, well, God, I guess that wasn't my cat. And then a few times later, after Winnie had passed, we were back at the pet store, and there was Bob in the cage. And I said, I want that cat. I want that cat. And so we adopted Bob. But little did we know that the reason his cage had been empty several times was that he had been adopted and returned. Adopted in return. It seems Bob has this problem. Lily calls him bipolar Bob. You know, he'll lay there on his back with his tummy out, like, oh, look at this tummy, isn't it sweet? Wouldn't you like to touch it? And he can fall to the base. And then the next minute, he comes up and climbs up on your lap and gives you the sweetest little kisses. Bob is his own cat. He certainly has a distinct personality, and he's not shy. You know, many cats hide when company comes, when someone they don't know comes. Not Bob. He's like, okay, here I am. Aren't I cute? And you know, all those quirks and things we leveled on him. Even the occasional bite, he gets a bite, but he's getting better. But, you know, he has that personality that endears him to us. And each one of us, could say, Bob, God really did have him for us. It was just the timing. And so I thank God for him. And Bob was fearfully and wonderfully made, just like all of us cracked pot. Some of us I love and enjoy most are cracked pots, like I am. And they accept my crackedness. Crackiosity. Whatever. As Christians, as people who are loved by God and love God, we accept that we all have things that remind us and others that we are simply human and therefore must trust in God completely for all we are and all we have. God uses all kinds of people. Let's read 2 Corinthians 4, 5 through 7 again, or I'll read them to you, 6 and 7. For God, who said, let light shine out of the darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. There's a story about a man who served as the British ambassador to the United States during the time when the Cold War was just beginning. And as an ambassador, he was often in touch on a daily basis with both the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of England on the other side of the Atlantic. And a lot of times, he needed to get urgent, important, and top-secret messages back and forth between Washington and London. And at this time, it was too risky to make telephone calls. The line was almost always run. And there was this diplomatic bag, which went to and fro each day. And that was what he used most of the time. But there were some times when the message he had to get was too secret to put in this diplomatic bag that everyone knew carried secrets. And so he would put them in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it to the ordinary mail. The ordinary was used in an extraordinary way. Our scripture passage this morning, Paul says that God has decided to put the most important and urgent message of all time, the greatest treasure of the earth, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ in ordinary clay pots. Who would have ever thought that? Isn't it interesting how many cracked pots God used throughout the Bible? Noah was a drunk. Elijah was suicidal. Peter was a coward. Jacob was a deceiver. Rahab was a prostitute. Samson was a womanizer. Moses had self-esteem problems. David was an adulterer and a murderer. And the Samaritan woman was divorced many times. And God continues to use ordinary people like them, like you and like me, to carry this message of salvation to all the world. And Paul says that God has done this so that people will know the awesome power belongs to God and doesn't come from us. Proverbs 16:18 informs us that pride comes before disaster and arrogance before a fall. Could it be that life is designed to keep us from pride and therefore keep us from disaster? For it's only through humanity that we learn to accept ourselves as we are. It's only through humility that we come to accept others as they are. And it's only through humility that we are able to accept the fact that we need Jesus. The world talks a whole lot about human power and about the vast forces which are now, we now control. But the real characteristic of a human being is not our power, but our weakness. In our scripture lesson for this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul writes, "We don't preach about ourselves, we preach about Jesus Christ our Lord." And there is nothing more important, there is nothing more powerful, there is nothing more urgent for the world to hear. If we were to think that we were the answer to the world's problems, we would be doomed to hell. But thanks be to God, we have Jesus. And because of Jesus, we can accept and even embrace our human frailty. As Paul writes, God said that the light would shine out of the darkness. And he is the same one who shone in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Paul goes on to say, we are experiencing all kinds of troubles. But we aren't crushed. We are confused, but we're not depressed. We are harassed, but we aren't abandoned. We are knocked down, but we aren't knocked out. And isn't everyone dealing with an incredible, overwhelming amount of pressure in our life? The difference between those who know Christ and those who don't is that even during our most difficult times, we're never in such a tight corner that there is no way out. Even when we're persecuted by other people, we know we are never abandoned by God. And one of the great mysteries and miracles of our faith is that in our most difficult times, we have our most intimate and joyous times with Christ. Jesus never leaves us nor forsakes us. If we're in the pit, Jesus is there with us. Remember when the three were in the furnace? And Nebuchadnezzar looked in the furnace and said, there's four people in there. Jesus was in the fire with them, and they came forth without even the stench of smoke on them. When Jesus is in the pit with us, the pit isn't so bad, because Jesus is all that really matters. Even when we are at our wit's end, and we are never, never out of hope's end. There are times when we don't know what should be done, but we can trust that because of Christ living in us, everything can be done. There are times when we can't see where life is going, but we don't need to know. We don't need to. Let me try this again. We may not know where the road is going, but we know it's going somewhere, and we know that with God's help, we'll get where he wants us to be. And we may get knocked down, but we're not knocked out. An awesome characteristic of those who walk with Christ is not that we don't fall, but that we're not defeated in our falling. We are all here not to proclaim ourselves, but to proclaim Christ. And we precisely because we're all so ordinary, we, like Paul, have the authority to proclaim the good news of the risen Savior.
We are fragile like clay pots. We all experience hardships, setbacks, and suffering. But we carry the most important message in the universe. A message that stands up to the test of time. A message that speaks of hope, even in the midst of suffering. A message that brings life, even in the midst of death. We may find ourselves falling on our faces, but just like these heroes and heroines of the faith, God has promised to be our treasure while in these earthen vessels. Hallelujah. We have immutable deity dwelling in our breakable containers. The complete one abiding in this, in the incomplete ones. What a divine paradox. It's humbling and amazing at the same time. There's a story of a water carrier in India who had two large pots, and each pot hung on either side of a pole that he carried across his shoulders. After the long walk from the source of water to the master's house, the cracked pot on one side always arrived half full, while the other one was still filled to the brim. The pot with no crack was very proud of its accomplishments because it was able to carry the water that had been put in it. The cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and was miserable that it can only accomplish half of what it was created to do. And one day, the cracked pot spoke to the water carrier and said, "I'm ashamed of myself and I want to apologize to you." "Why?" asked the water carrier. "What are you ashamed of?" "I've only been able for the past few years to deliver half of my load because of this crack in my side. It causes water to leak out all the way back to your master's house." In truth, though, the water carrier appreciated the cracked pot and in compassion said, "As we return to the master's house today, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers on your side of the path." And sure enough, as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot saw the sun warming the beautiful flowers on his side of the path. But at the end of the trail, the old cracked pot felt bad again because it had leaked half of its load. And the water carrier said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path and not on the other side? It's because I've always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on that side of the path. And every day while we walk back from the stream, you've watered them. For these years, I've been able to pick those beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. Without you being just as you are, he would not have had the beauty in his house." Each of us has our own unique flaws. Each of us is a cracked pot. We're all simply human, weak and fragile, fearfully and wonderfully made. God created us so that those dents or cracks or whatever can help us to relate to other people who are also hurting and dented. We simply need to yield and allow His Spirit to fill us up, just like that cracked pot was filled with water. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit and share that Spirit with others, beautiful flowers adorned the master's table. Good. And enjoy your crackedness. If you allow it, God will use your flaws to grow beauty to grace the Father's table. Let us pray. O most holy God, we praise you and we thank you for the way you have created us. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us to embrace our brokenness and that you would help us to use that brokenness, that you would use our brokenness to bring others to you. Amen and amen.